Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, there's been a few things going around social media over the last 48 hours, especially over here in the UK, that gives us hope that the gyms may well be reopening at the beginning of July. I know in certain other countries around the world, they're already open. I'd love to hear from any of you who are, especially in places like Dubai or parts of America where gyms have reopened, what's it like? Drop me a message on Instagram, let me know kind of how everyone's behaving, what the kind of rules look like, you know, the restrictions are. But here over in the UK, I'm hearing that it could be around about the 4th of July, so that's pretty good news. I know there's going to be quite a lot of restrictions, but there are signs life is restoring to a degree of normality. So that's a forward step. Now, today I wanted to talk to you about social media. I wanted to talk to you about social media and business. You see, during this lockdown time, obviously, you know, we've all been challenged. We've all been staying at home. A lot of people have been on social media. And I've spent a lot of my time talking to a lot of the fitness professionals who are in my mentoring community, Brand Impact Mastery, as well as replying to a lot of messages, a lot of coaches, you know, having to make the shift to running their personal training businesses or even starting online coaching businesses through online platforms. And with that, the primary way to communicate with a lot of your potential customers, unlike you would do as a personal trainer in gyms or local marketing strategies, a lot of it's through social media platforms. And I've kind of given you plenty of social media strategies over the kind of last couple of years, actually, especially with the podcast, and really given you some actionable things to do. But today's topic is actually specifically running your socials as a business. I've had some really interesting conversations of late with fitness professionals who are very much content creating. So they're putting the fun into content creating, but not running their social media platforms as a business, as a specific business. So I wanted to give you a little bit of something to think about. If you go into a bar and you sit down and you look around and see everybody having conversations, they're getting to know everybody, you'll sit there and think to yourself, why am I not getting a chance to speak to people? Well, I'm here. I'm doing what I think I should be. I'm present. I'm turning up. But then you look across at the people that are talking to people and look at people that are actually putting themselves out there. They're meeting all sorts of different people. And off the back of that, of course, on nights out, guys and girls want to meet people. And the more people they speak to, the more other people they get introduced to. And that kind of snowball effect on a night out ends up with that person that turns up with a couple of friends sitting at a table with 20 people. And you look across and you think, how on earth has that person met so many people in one night? Well, that person has done social engagement. Basically, talking to multiple people introduces you to multiple other people. As a result of those multiple other people knowing a load of other people, the group grows from just being 2 to 20. Now, I remember my years of heavy socializing and holidays away with the guys, and I never forget being in Ibiza, and there was probably 6 or 7 of us, and we were sat around the pool. And before we knew it, there must have been 30 people at the end of the pool, all the sunbeds all pushed together, everybody having a great time. And then you get back and everybody's swapping social media details and sharing pictures with everybody. And before you know, other friends are joining in, and you have this big network of everybody within a group chat, all talking to each other. And this is something that I remind fitness professionals of frequently. Think of any of your social networks. Think of how long it's taken you to, you know, especially in a short space of time, how long it's actually taken to build a network of people. You see, there's a strategy there which you've probably not really thought of. It's talk to more people because those people know more people. And with those people that know more people, your network multiplies. Now, the funny thing is with social media is when you go onto the platform, you see content. So you think, what I need to do is to create content. And I need to just put content on that page every single day without fail. And your engagement doesn't seem to move. You don't really do much that's very different to other people. And then you see people starting to put content out there that gets a little bit more attention. And people see it. And they start to improve the quality of their content. But it's not really improving. And then you see them go to a social event. Either it's training with somebody who's got a few followers. And then they tag each other. And then you notice that you start to get a little bit more engagement. So what you're doing there is you're doing the collaborative thing. So you're spending time with other people. And when you spend time with other people, you expose yourself to their network. When you expose yourself to their network, exposes other people to your network. And this snowballs. So what I want you to do is to actually take a moment to look at some of the people that you follow and think, how frequently are they either collaborating with other people, speaking to other people, engaging with other people? And you'll find that the busier somebody gets on social media, the busier they are in a social capacity. They're spending time with other people, they're talking to other people. And with this, this is why I wanted to talk to you about social media, because my question to you, my challenge to you is, how social are you on social media? Are you creating content? Are you consuming content? Meaning that you're going on, spending all your time on social media, looking at pieces of content and just consuming it. Are you leaving comments? Are you engaging with other people? More than likely not. So let me talk to you about a couple of things. If you're in a bar and you're talking to people and you start asking questions, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they are. If you start asking questions, you have a chance of standing an opportunity of those people ending up talking back to you. And from those conversations, you might learn a little bit more. You don't know whether that person does a similar career to you. And from that, you realize you've got people in common, friends in common. And then they pull over some other friends and start saying, oh my God, he knows so-and-so. But without some questions, you're not going to know. So let's go back to social media. How many questions do you ask of people? Whether it's in your posts, whether it's in messages, how many conversations are you having on a day-to-day basis? The more conversations you have, the more that opens you up to other people, the more that opens you up to other people, the more you could develop a little bit more networking. And moving along with that, how much networking are you actually doing? Throughout the whole of my career, and this is why I really wanted to do this episode, throughout the whole of my career, you know, I've had some incredibly influential people that I've met who have turned out to be lifelong friends. And through that, and spending time with them, my social media platform has been exposed to them, but theirs has been exposed to me. And so, reciprocally, we're benefiting from being friends on social media. And so my question to you is, how many friends are you making on social media? How many people are you introducing yourself to? That's something to question. How much time are you wasting on a day-to-day basis? If you're running social media as a business, would you, if you were working for a company 9-to-5, spend half the time that you do consuming content that has no value to your business? I know, as a self-employed business owner, I talk to myself regularly throughout the day. That's no value to you. That's not complementary to where you want to be in life. If you are running a business in an office, you're disciplined all day to do the job at hand. And then you look at a lot of fitness professionals, you're consuming things that aren't going to make you better. So then I say, well, instead of doing the consuming, why don't you do the creating and social part of social media? The reason you're consuming is because you don't know what you should be doing other than just looking at other people's content and putting a piece of content out. So The other thing to think about is time on and off social media. If you're running it as a business, you wouldn't just go on it whenever you wanted. You wouldn't be having meetings within a company and just darting in and out of your phone just to check for your friends messaging you. You're focused on running a business. Social media is a business. So you would have dedicated time on and off. I, for example, don't go on my phone till 8:30 in the morning. I have a dedicated time where I actually slow down the consumption or the communication with people in the evening. And I have dedicated times throughout the day where I engage, I discuss, I engage with people who are peers of mine, people that I know in the fitness industry. I engage with people who follow me. I engage with people who message me. And I use the platform to develop relationships continually throughout the day. The thing is, if you change your attitude to that platform that you open up is a business, if you change your attitude to understanding that it is a business, and the business tool, if you're working for a company, the business, the purpose of your business is to go in there, create networks, and those networks expose you to more people. And when you're exposed to more people, you introduce people to your products and services. So here's the question for you today. Are you consuming content, creating a post every day, sitting back and expecting business to fall on your lap? Now, a large percentage of you listening to this are not going to be in my position at the moment where I actually have a lot of people coming to me. When I was physique coaching, I had a lot of people coming to me every day saying, I want to work with you, I want to start prepping with you, I want to do a body transformation with you. We have a lot of people that come to M10 that say they want to work with us. But here's the thing. If you're lower on the engagement level, and I was for a long time, I had to go out and meet other people. I had to go and train with other people, network with other people, message other people, be sociable to people that are following my content already and trying to strike up conversations with people. Those of you who are in my Branded Pat Master, you'll know that I frequently run an Instagram challenge where people are increasing their revenue exponentially in a very short space of time by having a set challenge to complete with social media platforms to quadruple their engagement. Here's the thing. If you're somebody that's really struggled to meet people, and I say to you, well, if you go to a bar on a night out, let me just give an example of your night out. Well, I go out and I party, and yeah, we have a good time. We go out a lot, but I don't generally meet people. I say, okay, well, here's the challenge. We're going to discuss a script. We're going to approach 25 women on that night out as a girl approaching guys, vice versa. Here's the thing. You approach 25 people. You have a 10% conversion rate. Two people. And those two people, they turn into quite meaningful conversations. And they turn into a phone number. And they turn into a date. And then you have a 50% conversion rate from those two. And you get a date. The thing is with social media, with the billions of people on social media, you have to be busy. And this podcast episode, I hope, by listening to it today, you're going to go, do you know what? He's struck a nerve there. I'm not active on it. I don't run it. I don't push the engagement. Now, if you committed yourself, just like the strategy of going out on a Saturday night, to actually commit to a certain number of people, I have a certain number of people that my content has to reach every single week. Be it through the podcast, and we get well over 2,500-3,000 downloads within 48 hours of the podcast going live. So that's the first 3,000 downloads. Then I know the reach and the impressions that my social media content gets on Instagram, the reach that my Facebook content gets, the reach of the thousands of people that go out to my email lists, and the value that I deliver across my YouTube channel. They're all conversations. They're all engagement. But in turn, I'm also then directly communicating with the people that follow me, directly communicating with the conversations that people start up with me, but I'm also starting a lot of conversations. So again, my challenge to you, are you starting a lot of conversations? No, I generally look and see some comments that people make and I comment back. Well, if you're not starting conversations, this is what you're doing. You're the person on a night out, the standing on the corner, waiting for somebody to say hello, and occasionally somebody will walk past and say hello, but you're waiting for business. I promise you, no one in business waits for business. I don't wait for business. I go out to get business. If you are a fitness professional, personal trainer, online coach, gym owner, and any part of your week is sitting expecting inquiries, sitting and expecting messages, emails, communication, calls, texts, your business has an opportunity to double within a matter of months. You will see with social media, you'll watch the people that are quite aggressive. I use the word aggressive a lot. Aggressive is not nasty. Aggressive means you do things at an intense pace. I want to reach as many fitness professionals as I can around the world. I have my book Level Up, which actually today I've been sent the final part of the book, the actual full PDF done, ready to go to print. And I have to be quite aggressive now to get my book in front of a lot of influential people to help me get that out there. Am I going to sit back and wait for the book to do well? No. You're going to see a lot of influential people helping me promote the book because I want to get it in as many hands as possible. So if you have a goal of helping people to get into the best shape of their life, helping people to become healthy, helping people to get stronger, fitter, then putting content out there on social media, whatever channel you use, and waiting for people to come to you is like me saying, my book's out. You're going to get a certain amount of people that might bite, but in the early days of running your business, whether you're 1 year, 1, 3, 5, 7, if things are slow, you're not being aggressive enough. You're not going at people. So today's podcast is to say to you, run your social media pages as a business. Be very disciplined with your time when you go on and off. Make sure that you network with people, whether they're colleagues, whether they're potential clients, whether they're current clients. Be social, engage, set an amount of messages you're going to send a day, set an amount of comments that you're going to make every day, set an amount of people you're going to follow and like every day. Avoid time wasting. Say to yourself, is what I'm doing today complementing or complicating? Ensure that you give yourself dedicated times to come on and off. Every part of your day should be networking, selling, creating, serving. So I create content. I sell to people who have engaged with me. I network with people who I don't know or people who have showed a degree of interest in my brand. And I also deliver service to people who are currently paying me. And then the other thing that I do is I create future business. At the moment, the big thing is getting the book done. When that's done, there'll be the next thing, the next thing. And let me tell you, you'll think, yeah, Mark, but this is all different. This is different for you. No. When I was personal training, I was developing my knowledge. While I was developing my knowledge, I was networking with a lot of people to try and get more people to know about me. I was getting in articles locally. I was writing to local magazines. I was writing to the local newspaper. I was trying to get my face in front of people. I was speaking to people to see if I could present at local events to get more people to know about me. I was networking very, very heavily in my local town. And I was also coaching and selling. Then when I set up my own gym, I networked even harder and got my flyers and promotions out to network with even more people. And the current clients I had, they would invite me to different events. And then I got in front of their friends and I was always networking with their friends. Now, then when we started to get to social media, I was like, okay, now these people are not in front of me or I built a network in front of me. How am I going to get in front of everybody that's on social media? I had to be sociable. I had to start sending more messages. I had to create consistent content. I had to socialize on other people's networks. I had to introduce myself to people online and see whether or not I could pay them for their time and get in front of them. There were so many things, and there are still so many things that you could do, but so many things that I did that were all to do with networking. I've been challenged so much over the last couple of months to just think back, especially writing the book over the last 7 months, to think back to everything that I've ever done. And you might think, yeah, Mark, but you know, you're 19 years in. 5 years in, I was networking harder than anybody else. I was having more conversations with anybody else. My reputation was growing. And that was in the first 3-4 years of being a coach. So now I'm going to say to you to close this off. Are you going on to social media, consuming it, not networking with it, not being selective, not running it as a business, and not actively being aggressive, not in a nasty way, aggressive in a proactive way, to ensure that you're getting in front of more people, getting more comments, more engagement, more follows, and more direct messages so that you can continue to get in front of more people and build your brand and build your reputation? Because if you're not, and you're consuming, you'll be waiting a very long time to grow your brand. Guys, social media is a wonderful place. It's a very lonely place if you consume. It's an incredible place if you choose to network and get in front of the right people. So do the latter. I hope today's episode has been helpful to you. And as we get closer and closer to that July, keep sharing, send messages to me. Let me know how it is in your country. I'd love to know. Excited over the next 4 weeks as the kind of book launch builds up pace. You'll see plenty more of it. Thank you for all the lovely comments that you guys have sent me over the last couple of weeks. I know you're all excited to read the book, and I'm so excited to share it with you. But I just want to say, guys, as always, thank you for sharing the podcast. Please share it with as many people as you can. Let's help more fitness professionals grow, learn, develop, and achieve a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. We're not far from getting back into gyms. So stay strong, stick with it. Learn everything you can at the moment, because when you get back on the gym floor, you're going to be very, very busy. This will all feel like it was a dream. Guys, take care, and I shall speak to you soon.